This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Thursday, August 25, 2016. Police in Zimbabwe have arrested several people drawn from various church denominations protesting against the current harsh social and economic environment in the country. At the same time, opposition leaders say they are going ahead with a nationwide protest tomorrow against lack of electoral reforms in Zimbabwe ahead of the 2018 general elections. They claim the current electoral system favors President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party, which has been in power for more than 36 years. The ZAPU Congress kicked off today with opposition leaders gracing the event in a show of solidarity amid moves by MDC formations. Zimbabwe People First, led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru and several others, to form a formidable coalition to take on President Robert Mugabe's ruling party in the 2018 general elections. Nelson Chamisa of MDCT speaks out about his controversial appointment as one of the vice presidents of the opposition party. And we'll take a closer look at the impact of current public protests in Zimbabwe. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our hosts of the Women's Roundtable, Marvelous Mshlanganyahuye and Praxidis Jeremiah, will be talking with listeners about rape, which is devastating girls and women in Zimbabwe. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-4650318. The number again, 001-202-4650318. Please note that we are live streaming on all Studio 7 Facebook pages. Stay tuned.